You statement from
from Watson.
Dispatcher, Brian.
Yes, my name is Corinne McGovney. I was just in ShopRite of East Haven.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking down the center aisle in front of the cash register, and I turned around to my daughters, and I said, "Oh, Jesus Christ." The man in his little scooter said, "Are you talking to me, bitch?" And I said, "No, nigger, I'm not." Because he called me a bitch, I called him a nigger. Then he continued to get up and threaten me. So there was spitting going back and forth. He spit on the back of me, and I am pressing charges. Somebody better do something the fuck now. Because I left there with my kids, which was the smart thing to do, but he was with two fat black bitches, which I won't call niggers because they weren't behaving like niggers. Somebody better do something now because I am about to flip this fucking switch. That fucking place is full of cockroaches, and now I have to deal with being called a bitch in front by a nigger in front of my fucking kids. I don't think so. I want an East Haven cop at my fucking house, and I want an East Haven cop arresting that motherfucker for breach of peace now.
Okay, where are you?
Where am I?
Yes.
I am home. He is still in ShopRite. My jacket is in the middle of the ShopRite parking lot because
again, where are you?
He spit on it with his dirty, disgusting, AIDS-infested nigger shit. Home. I'm home. He's at ShopRite. That's the important part.
What is the address?
1172 Quinnipiac Avenue, New Haven.
Okay. We can't send an officer to your address in New Haven?
Of course you can.
So
tell me what can be done to arrest the nigger that assaulted me verbally. Because ShopRite said I was racial profiling, but calling me a bitch wasn't racial profiling.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm not a female dog, I'm just a fucking woman.
Okay. So you can either come back.
I want to talk. Doing something now. Now I don't want to hear any fucking excuses. I want to.
So anyway, you can come into town,
motherfucker.
And
you don't want me driving back there because I'm fucking angry.
You can come back into town and meet an officer somewhere in town, or you can come here to the police station to make the report.
Are you kidding?
Whichever is more convenient.
Do you think they know that nigger's name? Do you think they know the nigger's name? Do you think they're going to get the nigger's name? That's all he is to me now is a fucking nigger because he called me a bitch.
Mm-hmm. So, do you want to come here to the police station?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Are you going to figure out his name? Are you going to send a detective to do their work?
Ma'am?
Yes,
do you want to come back into town and meet an officer somewhere, or do you want to come to the police station?
No, I want an officer to come to my fucking house. They can have permission from the New Haven Police Department. I give it to them because I know how it works because my uncle is a New Haven detective.
Great. But
all
that's
you have
not
to do is
works,
get permission to get come into town.
No, that's not how it works.
Well, when Hamden killed the guy in front of my house, they didn't have permission. All they had to do was ask permission to kill the guy in front of my house. That's all they had to do. That's what I was told. So all East Haven has to do is ask for permission to come speak to me in front of my house.
No.
And then I'll come outside.
So you can either come here and make the report, or you can come back into town and have an officer meet you wherever you desire.
So I'm going to meet the officer at ShopRite because I want the man arrested.
Okay. So where in the... You stay
and I'm
well
not
away from
be
the
arrested,
store.
Right, because he verbally assaulted me first. He stood up and he called me a bitch.
Uh-huh. So you want to meet him at stop in the parking lot of Stop and Shop? Is that what you're saying? Okay.
ShopRite. Are you not understanding me, or am
ShopRite.
I dealing with somebody else who doesn't have the brains?
ShopRite. I'm so sorry, ma'am. So you're going to meet them in the parking lot of ShopRite?
Yeah. Is it going to be someone who's not racially biased? Is it going to be a white person? Because I will not meet with a sick or a nigger now, because I am way beyond that point.
Excellent. Okay, what kind of car do you drive?
Oh, that's none of your business.
Okay, well, the officer's going to need to look for you in the parking lot. So he's actually...
No, he's not. I'm going to go right into ShopRite.
No, we don't want you to go right into ShopRite, ma'am.
Oh, but I am.
Oh, but you're not.
I'm not going to let that person leave after he spit on me. Oh, no, 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 no. He's not leaving after he spit on me because I know him and his female girls that were riding around with him in his little scooter after he was able to stand up and physically assault me with his spit. I'm not going to let that happen.
Okay, ma'am. It's not a good idea to go into ShopRite. Meet us in the parking lot in your vehicle. What's your name?
Nope. Not happening. I told you my name. Did you not get it?
Can you spell the last name for me?
Sir, how long have you been at your job?
A long time, ma'am.
Okay, how many years?
Several.
I don't understand this because my uncle is a detective in New Haven, and this isn't how I was told it was going to be at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Well, I'm sorry, your uncle was mistaken. So what we'd like you to do is, if you insist on going
back to ShopRite. Has anybody from ShopRite called there?
No.
Has anybody from ShopRite? No, they haven't?
No, they haven't. So.
Okay. You know, I'm going to make sure from ShopRite. I'm going to go there. I'm going to make sure ShopRite calls there because you know what? I prefer it to be the way I want it to be. I'm ready to take the cup tonight.